Cedric Andre is a 19-year-old goaltender with the Ottawa 67s hockey team. He has just received his new goalie mask for the 2019 season.
It's a pretty serious mask all around, but then out of nowhere we're just like, how about the Moana chicken from the movie Moana? It's kind of like my own little thing, the chicken, and I think this year I'm incorporating a little more fun stuff on like all around my helmet.
Like many goalies, Andre has his mask painted with symbols and slogans that are meaningful to him.
So I got the Canadian Forces logo on one side, and I think, you know, my dad was in the military, so I think it's a good tribute to him and to, like, all our armed forces to have that on my helmet. And it's been a while that I've wanted to do, like, a military-themed helmet.
And do you know who the first goalie to ever paint his mask was?
I cannot tell you, no. Who is it?
It was Doug Favell, a netminder with the Philadelphia Flyers and Toronto Maple Leafs in the 1960s and 1970s. Favell was the first to take a brush to his mask.
Well, the Flyers, we were orange, you know, perfect Halloween colors, and we played Los Angeles Kings. I think it was October 30th, the night before Halloween. I said to the trainer in the morning, if you can, I said, can you take this home, my mask, and just kind of paint that orange for Halloween? So he took it home, and I got back that night for the game, and he had it painted orange. So I wore it.
The National Hockey League had never seen anything like it. The media picked up on the story, and Favell says fans enjoyed the new look.
You know, it was funny because when I put it on for the game, you could hear people kind of chuckling. That was about it. And then the newspapers picked up on it. We just laughed about it. Said, yeah, I did it for Halloween just for fun. And we didn't think about it at the time, you know, that it was going to be a big deal, that would be the first painted mask.
Favell won that night in Los Angeles, and the Flyers went on a winning streak. Being the superstitious type, Favell left his mask orange. Other netminders took notice, and within a few years, elaborate designs with everything from lions' faces to cobras and scantily clad women were appearing on masks. At the time, the Philadelphia equipment manager painted it over an afternoon with a simple paintbrush. But today, mask painting is a big, and sometimes dirty, business. Frank Sipra is a mask painter from Brockville, Ontario.
A mask right now, you're looking at the top quality one around $1,000. But on top of that, with paint, you're looking at around a total of $2,500.
Sipra's clients included National Hockey League stars like Grant Fuhr and Rick DiPietro, and former Ottawa Senators Ray Emery and Ron Tugnutt. Sipra works exclusively with amateur and rec goalies these days. He says the business simply got too competitive.
Basically, there was four of us in North America doing it, and I had the bulk of it. I was doing about 70-80% of the NHL teams back then. But now there's over 300 guys painting masks. And some of these guys are doing it for free.
Some of Sipra's designs were even copied or ripped off without his consent.
Designs that I've done way back when being used again. I did the mask for Ron Tugnutt. And then it was Mike Condon that turned around and used basically the same design that I did from another artist. So was I pissed off? Yeah, but there again, you know, what can you do?
Sipra didn't copyright his work when he was painting for NHL goaltenders and has even contemplated going to court to earn royalties for his designs.
How can you fight against the NHL lawyers from Philadelphia in little old me? So I said, you know, enough is enough. This is crazy. So I backed up and laughed.
It takes Sipra up to 50 hours to complete a mask, a far cry from the afternoon it took to paint Doug Favell's nearly 50 years ago. In Ottawa, I'm Graham Naismith.